Americans are generally living longer and healthier lives. However, many are also living with multiple chronic diseases, in part due to medical advances that convert acute life-threatening diseases into chronic illness. Now, a new report by the Northern Policy Institute examines the management of chronic disease here in Northern Ontario. It also suggests some health care reforms might be necessary in order to better serve the region. Christina McMillan Boyles is a registered nurse and an assistant professor in the School of Nursing at Laurentian University, one of four authors of the report. It's called Spinning Our Wheels, Chronic Disease Management as a Health Policy Priority for Northern Ontario. And she's on the line from Sudbury this morning. Christina McMillan Boyles, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So it's quite a report. How long were you working on it?
We were working on this report for quite some time, probably I'd say about 6 or 8 months, but we're happy to have it out there and published now.
So what are some of the unique needs for people with chronic diseases here in the north?
Well, some of the unique needs that people here in the Northern Ontario face, we do face higher disease incidence and prevalence, as well as morbidity and mortality of many of the chronic diseases as compared to our southern and rest of the province counterparts. And we do have unique needs relative to access to effective chronic disease care.
So what would you define as a chronic disease?
Chronic disease typically is something that someone will live with long term, and the four major chronic diseases that we are often heard of are cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and respiratory disease.
Okay, all right. And so what are some of the barriers in meeting these needs for people here in the north?
Well, in both the literature and experientially, the barriers that we face in the north are well described in terms of equitable access to care, and these include as a result of our widely distributed populations and the distance and need to travel for care, for example, and we also have challenges relative to access to timely, quality, and comprehensive health services. We also have issues to access to healthcare providers, particularly specialists in Northern Ontario. Mm-hmm. And as such, we have patchwork nature of services and their distribution do exacerbate the health disparities that we do face in Northern Ontario.
Okay, so having said that, what are some of the fixes?
Well, some of the fixes, I think, in terms of the manner in which healthcare is organized. So there's been a lot of literature and discourse that talks about how healthcare system is organized. And the healthcare system typically is set up and organized in Canada to meet the needs of 1950s Canada. So it hasn't evolved over the past 70 years to meet the needs of chronic disease. So it typically focuses on acute care services in hospital and physician services. So we do need to see an expansion of Canada's publicly funded health system with a need to bring in community-delivered services so people can live in their homes and communities well managed in terms of their chronic disease, as well as even thoughts of a national pharmacare program.
Okay. And this is something that's not new. I mean, I'm guessing right now, like here in Northern Ontario, we quite often hear about the fact that, you know, professional isolation, the distance between communities to get that kind of care. I mean, what do you think needs to change there?
Well, I think in terms of we need to actually have services that are available to people where they live. So a focus on chronic disease prevention and management in the north would include improvement in terms of both the continuity and the coordination of care, which aims at smoother patient transitions in terms of, say, for example, acute care hospitalization back into the transition into the home or community, and to decrease fragmentation that exists between those two health sectors, and to improve consistency of services regardless of location in the province.
Yeah, and you talked there about Northern Ontario. I mean, like in Southern Ontario, because of the density of population, I guess things are very different.
Right. So because we have a widely dispersed population, we have a relatively small population dispersed over a large geographic area. So it is a challenge in terms of what services, you know, do we have access to and what services do we bring to those communities, in terms of what's also fiscally sustainable for the healthcare system. So that's where some of the changes and focus need to lie with changing the healthcare system in terms of looking at covering and bringing in more community-based delivered services.
Okay. And community-based, what do you mean by that?
There are community-based services and approaches and models of care that are adopted in other parts of the province. One being an example being the Inspired approach for managing chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is a chronic lung disease. And that has been well documented in the literature to have demonstrated benefit for individuals living with COPD and their quality of life, but also for decreasing healthcare utilization, expensive healthcare utilization, as well as readmission to hospital. So that is one approach that has been well documented in the literature and is adopted in other parts of the province that we could certainly look at adopting and adapting to our northern context. And what that is it focuses on community-based care for people with COPD in terms of how they would reintegrate back to home following a hospitalization for their illness and have continuity of services and care that they could receive in the home, as opposed to being readmitted to hospital as a result of not having those community services.
Yeah. Well, why do you think that hasn't been implemented here?
I think there are challenges. I mean, it is a complex issue in terms of, the unique challenges we face in the North. But certainly, I think we could do it. It just requires a reorientation of some services in terms of what we're currently doing. We are currently doing a great program in terms of the community paramedicine program that some of the Northeast and Northwest Lynn have adopted. But I think we can certainly scale it up a little bit in terms of how we're helping people stay well in their home and managing well in their home as opposed to accessing acute care services.
Yeah, that would be so important, wouldn't it? Christina, thank you so much for this.
Oh, thank you very much.
Christina McMillan-Boyles is one of the authors of Spinning Our Wheels, Chronic Disease Management as a Health Policy Priority for Northern Ontario. The full report, by the way, is on the website for the Northern Policy Institute.